seems like.
Yeah, it's just a lot of success on my part, but, you know, I don't play this game for individual awards. You know, it's an 11-man game that's out there each and every down. So, you know, in order for us to win, all 11 guys have to succeed, not only myself or, you know, not only a person that's doing their job. You know, it's a collective effort.
Facing this Falcons team, when you guys went down there, it was kind of a horrible ending, bad taste in your mouth. You get them back at home and division rivals. Just help talk a little bit about that.
You know, just to lose a game like that, you know, it's always hard, especially when you, me personally, I feel like I could have did something that could have had a part in us winning. So I think that's the hard part. Secondly, you know, it's a rivalry game. The Panthers and the Falcons have always had, you know, a bad taste in each other's mouth when facing each other. You know, with me being from Atlanta, it's even a more added dimension to the game, you know, why I want to win this game. So it's a lot of things to keep us motivated to play this upcoming game on Sunday.
Still kind of.
Yeah, I mean, everything that, you know, that I had control over, that didn't go the way that I wanted to, you know, it always lingers. You know, when you play in a game, it just doesn't escape your mind. You know, it's been high emphasis ever since then, you know, for protecting the football during practice, you know, throughout practice, just having the football in my hand, knowing that it can be a crucial time in the game where, you know, not only myself, but every single ball carry has to protect the football.
One month left in the season, knowing you're out of the playoff race, what will motivate you and your teammates in the final month?
Oh, it's a lot of things that motivates us. You know, first personally, you know, nothing's in stone right now. You know, we know what's going on in this franchise, and we know that the head of the franchise is you know, in search of the formula to win. So, you know, with people knowing that, it's you better start putting something successful on film personally, or, you know, it's the hourglass, it will be cut short for a lot of people. You know, nothing's safe, not even myself. And, you know, just going to have to continuously to find something to motivate us to keep us going. Personally, we still have a chance to surpass the wins that we had last year. That's something that we got to look for. And, you know, just something as small as that just to keep us going.
Have led the offense and yourself to recent success the past couple weeks?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it. I think it's been more focused offensively. But, you know, if we don't get the win, it really doesn't matter, honestly. But we just got to hone in to our responsibility. And offensively, last week we did have a lot of success, but still we had more opportunities where we feel like we could have put points up on the board. We can't put our defense in that type of situation. We knew what type of game was going into it. And, you know, we just have to do our job.
Cam, Coach Rivera has said in the last few weeks he's been pleased with your progress as a second-year quarterback, especially as your last several games. But I'm assuming you have a more critical view of yourself, and if so, in what way?
Just consistency. You know, I sound like a broken record. I always repeat myself with things that I feel like I could work on. But, you know, everybody could be more consistent. In their line of work, with whether it's accuracy, whether just terminology of the offense, and just knowing what Coach Krzyzewski and Coach Shula wants and out of each and every play.
Greg Hardy just said in the locker room that you guys are a better team than the Falcons. Straight up. So.
Who said that?
Greg Hardy. Your thoughts on that?
Who said that?
Greg Hardy.
Okay. You ain't about to trick me, man. Come on now. I don't. Next question. But, you know, to back him, to defend him, you know, if he feels that way, you know, it's a lot of things that we haven't particularly been, you know, that hasn't been true about, you know, our season so far. You know, we are a way better team than what it is. And you know, it's the old saying that perception is reality. But let's not be jaded by the fact that, you know, we still have a lot of guys that's on this team that has won in the past and that are capable of winning.
Yeah, but say winning breeds winning, losing breeds losing. I mean, losing that close game and then you followed that up with some other close losses. Did that have an impact on the rest of the season when you look back?
I really don't think so. But I think it's frustrating as a player or as a coach even. You know, when you're on the sideline and you see the type of game that is about to transform to, and you know you have opportunities when you're up and you have the football and you know you really didn't score that particular drive, and you know it's going to have to come back and it's going to haunt us. So I think it hasn't been the type of nature to say, you know, we haven't had guys going on the sideline saying, you know, hasn't been leading or to a degree that hasn't been motivating each other and it hasn't been trying to, you know, change things. You know, we've got a lot of guys that's out there that's, you know, not doing the things or should I say that hasn't been portraying the type of play that's been out there off the field or on the sideline, because we've had unbelievable leadership, unbelievable, you know, motivating tactics that has got the guys going. But, you know, when you're out there during the game, you just don't, you know, you wish you can just change some things, but you can't. You know, that's just the nature of the game.